Following the Money Trail, I'm Mark Huffman, Consumer Affairs. A new report by Reinvestment Partners of Durham, North Carolina, has traced the money supply flowing to payday lenders and has found a good bit of it, about $5.6 billion a year, is coming from the nation's largest banks. Adam Rust, who compiled the report after reviewing Securities and Exchange Commission filings and other public documents, wants federal regulators to pressure banks to cut off those funds. Would that be a death blow to the industry?
I think it's hard to know exactly. I think it would impact the scale of financing that they would have the ability to tap. And I think it's likely that with reduced supply and with the different kinds of firms that would probably remain in the market for it, that they would end up paying more.
But Russ says it would make payday lending a less profitable business. If you live in a community with both a homeowners association and a high crime rate, you may find your hands tied when it comes to protecting your property. Residents of the Alief subdivision in Cedar Springs, a Houston suburb, have been told they can't place bars over the inside of windows because it might damage property values. For the second year in a row, Consumer Reports has named the Toyota Prius the best overall value for the automotive dollar. The Prius won praise for its right combination of performance, reliability, and low estimated five-year ownership costs of 47 cents a mile. What's the worst new car value? According to Consumer Reports, it's the Nissan Armada, a large SUV that only gets 13 miles per gallon overall and scored poorly in the magazine's annual reliability survey. If your smartphone is lost or stolen, report it immediately to your cell phone company. Shane Lieberger, founder of the cell phone database called MyStolenPhone.com, says it could prevent your phone from being sold on the black market.
Because a lot of people don't know that if your phone is stolen, that you can report it and the carrier can keep it from being used, especially with the GSMA now having Sprint and Verizon LTE devices being listed in their database. You know, that prevents that phone from ever being used from Sprint to Verizon or Sprint to T-Mobile or AT&T to Sprint, because a lot of these LTE devices can be used between all four major carriers.
Lieberger says consumers should always keep their phones out of view when they are in public. Cell phone theft has skyrocketed in the last 2 years. Gift cards remain a popular choice when it comes to gifts, but the explosive growth in e-gifts is this holiday season's big trend. CEB Tower Group has tallied the numbers. Last year, there was a total of $300 million in e-gift sales. This season, the projected total is a staggering $3 billion. E-gifts are expected to boost the overall sale of gift cards to $118 billion, an 8% increase over 2012. If you think holiday shopping is hectic, just wait till after Christmas and people line up to make returns. It's a process that often doesn't go as smoothly as consumers would like. This year, shoppers will find shorter return windows at three major chains, Best Buy, Sears, and Toys R Us, although most retailers' return policies are about the same as last year, according to ConsumerWorld.org. Coming right behind the holiday season is tax season, and in 2014, your tax liability might change for no other reason than you move into a different tax bracket. In the coming year, your income doesn't have to rise or fall for that to happen. The six current tax brackets will expand to seven. You can find a complete breakdown of the new brackets at ConsumerAffairs.com. Meanwhile, if you plan an end-of-the-year donation to a charity, the Internal Revenue Service reminds you that this is the last year to take advantage of a special individual retirement account provision. If you do it before December 31st, taxpayers age 70 and a half or older can directly transfer tax-free up to $100,000 to an eligible charity. Mark Huffman, Consumer Affairs.